ABC Radio Australia.
Cook, long ball away. Cleary on. Here's Trbojevic. Tom Turbo Trbojevic. He gets the first try of the night.
And very well set up there by the Blues. Taking two to the middle from a fortuitous penalty. And then going back to the right-hand side.
The New South Wales Rugby League team ran riot over Queensland in the opening fixture of a sold-out State of Origin match in Townsville last night. The Blues demolished the Maroons 50 points to 6 in a historic Origin game played for the first time at the Queensland Country Bank Stadium. It was New South Wales' biggest win ever in their state against their state rivals, and I would say potentially gives them the bragging rights ahead of the second game in just over 2 weeks' time. Several players with Pasifika heritage featured on both sides, and Fiji Bati player Daniel Saifiti also crossed the try line for the Blues. To talk to me about last night's game, I am joined by Chochi Wanagasara, the president for the Fiji Association in Townsville. Good morning, Chochi.
Hey, good morning. How's it doing?
Good. How are you doing? I think the first and most obvious question I should ask you, how are you feeling about the result last night?
I was in the city organizing stuff outside, and another couple of Blues fans because everyone in my family, they support Queensland. So I decided to be on the other side of the aisle for my wife, because my wife is a strong Queensland supporter. So
you would have been quite happy
being a strong Panthers fans as well, and with loads of Panthers playing for the Blues. So I'm happy to see the Blues win, and hopefully they win this season.
Well, I think that would have been quite an awkward situation then if your wife is a strong Queensland fan and you were like, no, I'm going to go for the New South Wales team. Although you picked the right team because they did win 50 points to 6. That's pretty historic. Did you expect it to go down that way? You know, what do you think went wrong for the Maroons?
Oh, well, I expect the Blues to win with the strong attack from the Panthers team, but I didn't expect it to be that big of a margin last night.
Now, I understand that you weren't at the game day venue, but part of a team that organised a big screen event nearby so that the community can watch it together. How did that go? What was the mood like, and how many people turned up to see?
It was all right. Because we had the Townsville Eats version as well, the City Eats version. So we have food stalls out, we have amusement park provided. And yeah, it was pretty packed at the beginning, at the beginning of the game. And then as things goes on and people start going back home, because it was a cold night as well. So yeah, it started pretty well. And yeah, as soon as the Blues start scoring the tries, and after things run about second half, 5 minutes of the second half, people just start going back to their houses. It's a bit too cold.
To see the Maroons lose, I think.
Yes, definitely, yeah.
Now, there were three players of Fijian heritage in the New South Wales side. You know, Daniel Saifiti managed to score a try for the Blues. How do you rate their performance?
Oh, he's one of the proudest days to be a Fijian, because watching them, Saifiti scored a try, and Tariq Sim set up a try for To'o on the left-hand side, so yeah, it's good to see the boys, especially coming up to the World Cup end of this year, I think. So it's good to see the Fiji boys out there doing great things in the field.
Does the inclusion of Fijian and Pasifika heritage players make this more exciting for you and for you, the community as well?
Oh, yes, definitely, yeah. In Townsville, there's a big community of Pasifika people around here, and yeah, having those boys there brings a lot of crowds as well, and makes Pacific people, makes big following, and a real following for Pacific people up here.
You're listening to ABC Radio Australia. This is Pacific Beat, and I'm chatting with Chochi Wanagasarsa, the president of the Fijian Association in Townsville. Chochi, we're going to switch from the fight on field to something a little bit off field, and that's Fiji, the situation of COVID-19 in Fiji and what Fijians are facing right now. Have you been in touch with any of your family members and friends back in Fiji? What are they saying?
I've been in touch with my youngest brother. He lives at home back in Fiji, back in the village. And I've been talking to him. And I have some relatives in the city as well. So with some of the borders locked down and things. And they've been doing this barter system kind of thing. So the city people, people living in the city, they just buy the essential, the flour, sugar, the meat, and the people from the village just get the vegetables from the village and stuff like that and bring it up to the border and exchange. And they've been doing all right at the moment. I know the numbers still going up. But
and how about Fijians in the Townsville community? Do you know if many of them have been in touch with their families, potentially, you know, just checking up on them and making sure that they're okay as the situation does tend to, you know, is getting worse in Fiji?
We've been in touch with our families back at home, and at the moment I haven't heard any families in Townsville have any of the families been in contact with COVID back at home. So we just pray and, support them however we can at the moment.
Well, Chochi, thank you so much for chatting with me about State of Origin and about family back home. I really appreciate your time and for chatting with me this morning.
Okay, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity.
Have a wonderful rest of your day. That was Chochi Wanagasarsa, the president of the Fijian Association in Townsville.